On Good Friday, a brand new musical setting of The Passion According to St. Luke will premiere at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Manhattan. St. Peter's commissioned this new Passion setting from composer William Cooper. We're hearing Cooper at the piano right now, playing an interlude that follows the death of Jesus. In most musical Passion settings, Jesus Christ sounds like this.
Mein Vater, ist nicht möglich, dass dieser Kelch von mir geht.
But in William Cooper's new Passion, the role of Jesus Christ will be played by a soprano.
I thought giving the role of Jesus to a high soprano would set the character apart from the others and sort of mark the character as being divine and other and that sort of thing.
Cooper wanted to feature a female voice in his setting because women are largely silent in the biblical texts.
And I was looking through the cast of characters in the gospel account, and all of the big speaking roles are male.
This time of year, many churches perform this piece, Johann Sebastian Bach's St. Matthew Passion. Or his St. John Passion. Typically, St. Peter's Church presents Bach's two Passions on alternate years on Good Fridays. Both of those pieces were too long and had too many musicians to be safe during the pandemic, though. So St. Peter's commissioned this new Passion setting from composer William Cooper. Cooper scored the work for just 5 singers and 10 instrumentalists. Each singer will wear a mask, but they'll pull down their mask to sing their part. Cooper also never has more than one person singing at a time, and he included rests to give the musicians time to remove their mask, sing their part, and then replace their mask before the next singer enters. Besides asking for a piece that was safe to perform in a pandemic, St. Peter's also asked Cooper to reflect the realities of living in a pandemic. That's why he chose the Passion according to St. Luke, as opposed to the Gospels of Matthew, John, or Mark. Cooper says that St. Luke's Passion highlights both the suffering and grief of Jesus and several other figures, which felt more relevant. Luke's account is the only Passion in which the thief crucified next to Jesus expresses remorse for his crimes, to which Jesus responds, "Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise."
I think that's one of the points of the liturgy of the Passion is the corporal experience of this, of suffering on a grand scale, and how it can be redemptive and how there can be a higher purpose.
In addition to St. Luke's account in the Revised Standard Version of the Bible, Cooper included 2 new poems by Brian Alvarado. The poetry centers the grief of others, including Peter, after he denies Jesus 3 times, and Simon of Cyrene as he carries Jesus' cross. Cooper says Alvarado's poems resonate because the COVID-19 pandemic has laid bare so much suffering.
I think that Brian's poems contextualize the piece in a personal way and ask how do we respond to the suffering around us, to the pain that people are feeling around us.
Cooper had a particular soprano in mind for the role of Jesus from the earliest stages of this Passion project. Maddie Sterrett is from Wexford County, and she studied at Interlochen Arts Academy and Yale. Cooper grew up in Kalamazoo and also studied at Interlochen, although they didn't overlap as students. The two worked together a couple of years ago on Cooper's Requiem, which also premiered at St. Peter's and which we're hearing right now. Addie Sterrett thinks her voice and her portrayal will make Jesus seem more human.
And also, I think that can be a really nice way to bring Jesus to life through that kind of human quality of the human voice, the human singing voice.
Last year on Good Friday, she was supposed to perform Bach's St. Matthew Passion at St. Peter's, but all performances were shuttered due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Cooper's Passion premiere is the first time she's gotten to sing with other people in over a year.
So I haven't sung with another human being since the pandemic hit, so 12, 13 months.
Sterrett says that when she's told people she'll be singing the role of Jesus Christ, the reactions have been surprised, but generally positive.
I think the majority of people are like, whoa, that's so cool, a female Jesus, and amazing to be able to kind of give a different voice to the role of Jesus.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Amanda Sewell.